This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Higher natural gas prices could mean higher energy bills this winter. CPR Sam Brash reports that comes as more households have signaled they need help paying for heat.
Denise Steptoe is with Energy Outreach Colorado. The nonprofit provides help for utility customers.
We're already seeing a dramatic increase in our requests for assistance, and we haven't even gotten into these winter really cold months. I mean, we've got a long way to go.
The Department of Energy predicts natural gas heat will cost 24% more this winter in the western U.S. That's especially important news in Colorado, where almost three-quarters of households rely on the fuel to stay warm. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A fish that is native to the Colorado River is no longer considered endangered. The humpback chub was listed as endangered in the 1960s because of the effects of dams on the fish's habitat. Since then, populations have recovered. The decision to reclassify the species as threatened has been criticized by some environmental groups. They're concerned climate change and new dams will hurt further recovery efforts. For decades, Jude Gassaway lived in the closet. When she was 41 and struggling with alcoholism, she came out as a lesbian. A new portrait series by researcher Carrie Kandrian at the CU School of Medicine celebrates the lives of 27 LGBTQ+ women. The portraits are black and white with a quote from each person. Gassaway's reflects the two halves of her life.
I denied myself for 40 years. The next 40 years, I became who I am, and now I have a life to live. I just turned 81 this last September.
The exhibit opened last week at the CU Anschutz Medical Campus. It will be up until mid-January. There is mountain snow and rain for western Colorado this evening and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.